Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
With us this week for Friday Food News and Reviews is the editor of Chicago Eater, Ashok Selvam. How are you this morning? Good to be with you again. Let's talk first about the piece you wrote about the new weekend brunch services around here. What do you like?
Well, the Hawksmoor over, that's that flashy River North Steakhouse. They have a couple in England, and they have one in New York. They have this tradition called a Sunday roast. And this has this wonderful kind of British tradition where they, it centers around beef and this huge dry-aged rump roast with, like, gravy. It's a little different from what we kind of expect with, like, pancakes and mimosas and that sort of thing. So they're just going to start that later this month, and it's like a $42 kind of showcase of the culture, and it's in the former Michael Jordan Steakhouse, and they've kind of totally redone it, and it's a good way to kind of get in the building on a kind of an off day and kind of explore. So I'm really into that.
500 North LaSalle Drive. You also recommended Daisy's, and that's in the Logan Square neighborhood, getting a lot of publicity these days. What'd you like about Daisy's?
Well, it's one of the most popular restaurants in Chicago, and it's in this, again, beautiful space. Like, I just don't like these brunch spaces that kind of push you in a corner, and there's a crowd, you have to waiting for a line. I'm just so over that. So Daisy's is a beautiful, wide open space. You can actually, breathe a little, have a conversation, hear what your partner is talking about. And they just do such a great job of using farm to table, and that's just such an overused phrase, but the chef's brother runs his own farm, so it's actually going to be good. And they do pancakes, really top-notch pastries. They have that the collaboration with the band Wilco that just launched last week, but the pickle pastry, it's called Dilco, so that's available too. So just really creative, savory, and kind of sweet courses.
They've launched Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Another spot you wrote about, this is next to the Salt Shed Music Venue. Tell us about Goose Island.
Goose Island is like one of my favorite venues of all time. And I'm talking about the original one on Lincoln Park and North and Clybourne. This is where the brewery was founded. And last year, that whole space near Clybourne and Sheffield, that closed, and they're going to put in apartments or residentials. I'm not really sure, but they were basically told to find a new spot. So they found a space next to the South Shed music venue near Division and Elston. And it's a little tinier than the original, but what's really neat, it's just parallel to the Chicago River, and you get these kind of cool sight lines. You see Chicago in a kind of perspective you don't really expect. So they got all the traditional pub, all the favorites from the Goose Island original that you might like. They have this Bourbon County Stout is their flagship beer. They make a syrup, I believe, out of that. And, what's better than a nice, strong stout with your brunch? If that's how you want to party, go ahead.
Goose Island Salt Shed Pub. And if you'd like some Taiwanese breakfast noodles or rice, head over to Andersonville, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Manoli, I just love this restaurant. It is, it's fresh noodles. There's, you don't see a lot of fresh noodles, no matter what culture, Italian, Chinese, you usually see that with a dry product. No, they at Manoli, they do it fresh. And they use it in such an abundance of new ways. And I know a lot of these suggestions on this list are savory, but I think it just reflects kind of changing tastes. And, if you want something a little different, go over there in Andersonville. I really like that. They have little buns, dumplings. It's unusual. And they also have a little cute patio, too.
One more place on your list of notable restaurants launching new weekend brunch services is Skylark. And I don't know about this place on South Halstead. What's the main attraction of this menu?
Well, first of all, Skylark, you got to understand, it is one of the best dive bars in Chicago. And it's kind of what the Billy Goat used to be with, the Tribune and Sun-Times, like kind of in. It has become kind of a hangout for Chicago journalists and over on the south side. So they just recently went through new ownership, and this ownership just said, well, we want to find new ways to attract folks. So they launched a brunch series where they don't have the same brunch service every week. They invite local chefs to just kind of throw down and bring in their unique tastes. And this week, I believe, is our friend Noinad. And he's a very kind of well-known chef. He worked at Lost Lake, and he's doing kind of Thai food. Hmm. And it's I haven't had it, so I can't kind of recommend it, but like the menu look cool. So it's going to be a rotated brunch series, and it's bringing in those Northsiders who never venture toward the Pilsen in Chinatown. It is kind of hilarious. they're bringing a little more electricity to the area.
Yeah, we're living in two different worlds here, North Side and South Side, aren't we? Skylark is at 2149 South Halstead. And as you know, Ashok, the New York Times singled out a Chicago restaurant as one of the country's best, a steakhouse. What do you know about this place?
Well, first of all, I think it's hilarious that Chicago only has one good restaurant out of the 50 selections. Asador Bastion is the only one. And that's not to knock it. It is kind of it's a Spanish restaurant. It's really big with steak, but I'll tell you, steak isn't even the best stuff on the menu. Huh. It's the desserts and it's the seafood. And it kind of panders to those tastes that kind of fool Chicagoans to go in. But is it like you see it? Like I was just looking through the list yesterday, because when we saw the list, me and my colleagues, we were like, really? There were four New York restaurants on this list. And you know New York is going to kind of play to the hometown, New York Times. But you could always, almost hear the helicopters hovering. Like, we got to find a Chicago restaurant. Let's, Asador Bastion. Let's throw them in. Now, when I went in recently, I had a really phenomenal meal. It is great. It is this really dark, dim, sexy space. Great cocktails, great service. But I just feel empty, this thing. The Chicago only has one entry. That bothers me.
Well, that's the New York Times for you, right? Asador Bastion in the River North neighborhood. Now, let's give people an idea of where to eat before the Bears game on Sunday. I know you you reviewed a number of places. Let's start with the pizza places. Got a couple of them on your list, Ashok. Roots Handmade Pizza on South Dearborn is one of them. What do you like about Roots?
Well, they have this kind of unique style. They call it Quad Cities, and I'm not sure if it's an actual thing, but it is unique. The pizza is cut into strips, and the cheese is a little bit more creamier than usual, and it's like kind of like resembles breadsticks. And it's unique. It's good quality. When we talk about tavern style or deep dish, sometimes you just want to kind of opt out of those kind of pizza politics, and you want to enjoy over there. Good drinks. The space has a retractable roof, which you don't see much. So rain, shine, or snow. The Bears might be in terrible weather, but you won't. Nice. And, it's a solid kind of space. There's a couple locations. There's one in West Town, too, but I prefer the one South Loop Printers Row.
And also in that neighborhood, you've got another pizza spot on your list, Aurelio's. And that's a name that we've been familiar with for a long time around here.
Yeah, it has that kind of South Side, which is a kind of a signature of the South Side pizza. The sauce is a little sweeter. And if you're going to do that, there are a couple of options, but Aurelio's is always consistent. And I think that's what you want out of a pizza space. They have a nice patio as well. They're close to Soldier Field. Soldier Field is always kind of difficult to navigate with all the walking that you have to do. So Aurelio's is just a kind of a neighborhood icon that is, they were really wise to get that space off of Roosevelt all those years ago.
1212 South Michigan Avenue is the one you're talking about. And before we leave that neighborhood, let's talk about the Chicago Firehouse Restaurant. Every time I want to go there, it seems they're all booked up. So the secret is out, isn't it?
Well, you should go now, especially because they did renovations. And, it's an old restored fire station, and it has this wonderful fireplace. It's very old school. It kind of ignores the rush to put everything on Instagram, which you kind of need these days, because hype is more than bite with restaurants. So beautiful meat, good old school service, good martinis, and a good space.
Hype is more than bite. I like that. Recently, you talked food with Chicago native Coach K. What did he have to say about restaurants around here?
Well, that was a trip. I got to, former Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski. He's a Chicago native, and he was in town I think it was last week. He was here for a fundraiser for the V Foundation, and I thought it was really interesting because he's a West Point graduate. I didn't know how voracious his appetite was for food because, God, rations. He was saying that he grew up, they didn't eat a lot. He grew up on Polish classics, kielbasa, lunch meats, that sort of thing. But as he grew older, he really got an appreciation for restaurants. He loves hot dogs. He loves hamburgers. He's not such a big fan of deep dish, but he really says he relishes his trips back to Chicago, and it reminds him of the Polish Broadway, the stretch of Milwaukee where all the Polish businesses used to kind of cluster, which is very different right now. Podolenka was probably this Polish restaurant that had been there for decades, recently closed as its owner, retired and moved to Poland. So he got a little bit nostalgic with me. And again, it was very surreal to talk to a coaching legend about food because, basketball coaches, athletes in general, they have their diets. And as we get older, we got to watch what we eat, cholesterol and diabetes. He told me I don't have to worry about that stuff. I can eat anything. So that was, it was just a really good half hour conversation.
Who knew he was also a Hall of Fame diner? And finally, can you still get in on Chicago Gourmet, Ashok?
Yeah, it actually really starts today with the hamburger hop. And I'm not sure if tickets are available, but it's 3 days of events through Sunday. And it's kind of become the premier food festival in Chicago. And now Taste of Chicago, they keep on shifting it. And I feel like the energy has been sapped, but Chicago Gourmet is kind of the bougie food festival. The main event is on tomorrow near Millennium Park. They have what they call the Grand Crew. It's a bunch of vendors, a bunch of really great chefs with small bites and wines from all over the world. I'm going to stop by and, come and say hello.
And I'm sure they have the info at Choose Chicago at the website. Appreciate you talking food with us on this Friday. Ashok Selvam, editor, Chicago Eater. You have a good eating weekend, my friend.
Thank you.